Scripture reading today is taken from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 31. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going towards the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stood to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I bring greetings from our Lord Jesus Christ. May the peace and blessing of our Lord be with you. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Dear Almighty God, praise you for your presence and love this day. Grant us attentive hearts and ears as we listen to your word this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. When I was a teenager, some friends from the Navigators invited me for Bible study. My friends and I attended some sessions. We stopped attending shortly. I was not able to accept the Christian faith for two reasons. One, I did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus. It puzzled me. How can a dead man come back to life? Two, I believed that the world was scientifically created by the Big Bang theory. What kind of God could create the universe single-handedly in 6 days. I was actually quite skeptical about Christians. I continued to encounter Christians who sent me Christian literature, tracts, the daily bread, as well as talking to me about Christ. I found that I was slowly being drawn to the person of Jesus. It was only many years later that I accepted a colleague's invitation to attend church, and then my faith journey began. The book of John is a story of Jesus and what he did in the lives of the people he encountered. The last two concluding verses of chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, tell us that Jesus did many miraculous signs. They were written in this book so that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ. The greatest sign of all is the resurrection of Jesus, who was crucified, dead, and buried. John chapter 20 focuses on the resurrection. Jesus was raised from the dead. Today we shall look at three characters who encounter the risen Christ. They are Mary Magdalene, Simon Peter, and Thomas. They experienced grief, fear, and doubt after Jesus' crucifixion and death. They encountered the risen Christ on different occasions. They became true believers after seeing the reality of the risen Christ before their eyes. This encounter transformed their lives. It brought changes of joy, hope, and faith. Well, Jesus did not just live in the minds and hearts of his followers in the first century. The resurrection is the heart of our Christian faith and our discipleship. The risen Christ changes the way we live our lives and the way we follow him. Belief in the resurrection of Jesus transforms lives. The risen Christ transforms our grief to joy, our fear to hope, and our doubt to faith. The risen Christ transforms our grief to joy. Mary Magdalene was a lady whom Christ cast 7 demons out. She was grateful and loved Jesus dearly. She missed him after his crucifixion and death, so she went to the tomb early in the morning to take care of his body. But she received a shock. The stone at the entrance of the tomb has been taken away, and the tomb was empty. She rushed to tell the 2 disciples of Jesus. She was back at the tomb again. She was crying outside the tomb because Jesus' body had disappeared. She saw 2 angels inside the tomb, but her concern was for Jesus. She turned and saw Jesus, but she did not know who he was. Verse 15. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be a gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Mary's eyes were clouded with tears of sorrow, so she did not recognize him. Like Mary, sometimes we are overwhelmed with issues that we do not notice Jesus, who is ever present with us. The grieving Mary lingered outside the tomb and met Jesus. It will be good if we can slow down and linger and wait upon the Lord. We will encounter Jesus and hear him. Like what happened to Mary, in the depth of our hearts, we shall hear him calling our name. Dawn, Joyce, Peter, Dorothy. Verse 16, and Jesus said to Mary with loving affection, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Mary now recognized the risen Christ. Mary encounters the risen Christ. This is the living embodiment of the relationship of the shepherd and the sheep. The sheep listen to the voice of the master. The master calls his own sheep by name. Upon hearing her name being called in a familiar tone, Mary immediately recognized Jesus and believed that Christ is risen. There was an immediate transformation that took place outside the tomb that day. Jesus transformed Mary's grief to joy. Her heart and mind were filled with joy, love, and faith as she called out, "Teacher." This re-established a relationship that Mary thought she had lost. Verse 17. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Jesus said this not because she did not love her, but because he has yet ascended to the Father. Jesus now called his disciples brothers. A new relationship will begin, and he gave Mary new responsibilities to go and tell the disciples. Mary was joyful and strengthened in her being. She went and announced to the disciples. Verse 18, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Mary's life was changed. She faithfully obeyed what Jesus commanded her to do. She's the first person to proclaim her encounter that Jesus is risen, and she did this in the era when women's voices were often ignored. The risen Christ transforms Mary's grief to joy. The resurrection of Jesus caused Mary to be a faithful follower of Jesus. And Mary obeyed Jesus' command and became the first evangelist to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus. John of the Cross was a Spanish Catholic priest, mystic, and a Carmelite friar. He wrote, "The soul of the one who serves God always swims in joy, always keeps holiday, and is always in the mood for singing." And joy can be a weapon against our enemies too. André Masséna was one of Napoleon's generals in the 17th century. During the war, he suddenly appeared with 18,000 men before an Austrian town. This town has no means of defense. The town council had nearly decided to surrender. But an old dean of the church reminded them that it was Easter. They should celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and beg them to hold services as usual and to leave the trouble in God's hand. They did. And the French heard the church bells ringing joyfully, but they misunderstood that an Austrian army had come to relieve the place. So they quickly broke camp. Before the bells stopped ringing, all the Frenchmen had vanished. Joy saved the Austrian town. How does it look like for us today? You are grieving over the loss of a job. You are sorrowful because of a breakdown of relationship. Your aging parent can no longer recognize some of your family members. Are you facing some challenges that overwhelm you? How might you seek the bell of joy and sing joyously? How might you seek Jesus and turn your grief to joy? The risen Christ transformed our grief to joy. The resurrection of Jesus causes us to be faithful followers of Jesus. The risen Christ transforms our fear to hope. In the passion and death of Jesus Christ, Peter the Apostle went through a phase of doubt, fear, and confusion. He denied knowing Jesus 3 times. He was afraid to be associated with Jesus after he was arrested. We have all experienced the emotion of fear. Fear paralyzes us. You may fear that you are not good enough. Some fear failure, while others fear being around people. What fear do you have? On that fateful morning, Jesus and the disciple whom Jesus loved ran towards the tomb. Verses 6 to 7. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded up in a place by itself. The linen cloth was lying in the shape of a body. The face napkin was folded, lying by itself. This did not look like the scene of a grave robbery. If the robbers were to get the body out of the grave clothes, they would have torn the clothes, and they wouldn't have the time to rearrange the cloth and the napkin neatly. This is evidence that Jesus has resurrected. He has passed through the grave clothes and the tomb. He has returned in life, in glory and power. On another occasion, Peter encountered the risen Christ. Verses 19 to 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus passed through locked door and came into the room. He greeted them, "Peace be with you." This is a common Hebrew greeting that is still used in the Middle East. But this time around, it has significant meaning. Jesus has accomplished salvation for the world. This peace is the blessings of the kingdom of God. Jesus showed them the wounds on his hand that was nailed to the cross. He showed them his side where the soldiers cut a hole with a spear. These wounds show that he is the crucified Lord. Jesus suffered humiliation, rejection, beating, and was crucified. When Jesus was crucified, Peter's hope was shattered. But Jesus overcame death. His resurrection gave life and hope for restoration. The risen Christ transformed Peter's fear to hope. Verses 21 to 22, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I'm sending you." And then he has said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Peter and the disciples were being commissioned to carry on Christ's work. Jesus gave them a share in the mission with the help of the Holy Spirit. In the later chapter, Jesus reinstated Peter on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus asked Peter three times, "Simon, son of God, son of Jonas, do you love me?" The risen Christ transforms Peter's fear to hope. In the later chapter, Jesus restored Peter. The resurrection of Jesus caused Peter to be a faithful follower of Jesus. Jesus commissioned Peter to continue his work. There is a frequent theme in John Calvin's writing and sermon. It is the theme of the advancement of Christ's kingdom in the world. In his prefatory address to Francis I in his Institute of the Christian Religion, he wrote, "God the Father has appointed Jesus to rule from sea to sea and from the rivers even to the ends of the earth." In a sermon on Acts 2, he preached that the reason for the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost was in order for the gospel to reach all the earth, to reach all the ends and extremities of the world. The church history tells us that the followers of Jesus brought the gospel to the nations of the world. Darlene Debler was a Christian missionary in Papua New Guinea during and after World War II. She was the first American woman to enter the Balian Valley of New Guinea. She worked there with her first husband. After World War II broke out, they were sent to separate prison camps. Her husband died in 1944. Dalin survived 4 years in the camp for women. It was a tough camp where she developed the illness beriberi. Her Christian faith and hope in God sustained her during those years. After the war, Dalin remarried and continued the mission work in New Guinea for another 30 years. She was a great woman of courage and faith and continued Jesus' mission. Jesus' mission reached our shore, and Reverend Benjamin Kisbury, a missionary from the London Missionary Society, built the Malay Chapel in 1843. We are celebrating our 180th anniversary this year. Our church theme for this year is Celebrating God's Faithfulness, Continuing the Mission. In this generation, we are given a share of the mission of Jesus. How may you take up the mandate of God to continue the mission? Is God calling you to continue the mission in a certain ministry and you are hesitant? Are you fearful and doubtful to answer God's call to serve Him in a full-time capacity? How may you seek God and continue the mission and glorify our King Jesus? The risen Christ transformed our grief to joy and fear to hope. The resurrection of Jesus causes us to be faithful followers of Jesus. The risen Christ transformed our doubt to fear. In John chapter 11, Thomas was portrayed as a courageous leader among the disciples of Jesus. She was ready to die with Jesus if need be. Thomas was absent when Jesus appeared to the disciples. The disciples told him about their encounter of the risen Christ, but Thomas did not believe. He doubted his resurrection. He wanted bodily proof of his risen state. Thomas encounters the risen Christ personally 1 week later in the locked room. Thomas saw Jesus face to face. Verses 27 to 28. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus invited Thomas to put his hand in his side and touched him. He invited him to stop being unbelieving and make a personal commitment. Thomas did not touch the side of the risen Christ. He was overwhelmed seeing the Lord and burst out with confession, "My Lord and my God." This was a heartfelt belief in Jesus. Thomas doubted, but he was transformed. His doubt changes to a living and active faith in Christ. The Bible did not tell us anything about Thomas after Jesus returned to the Father, but church history informs us that while most of Jesus' followers took the gospel to Europe, Thomas traveled east. It is believed that Thomas founded Malankara Mathoma Syrian Church in AD 52 in Kerala, India. Thomas doubted, but he became an evangelist. The risen Christ transformed Thomas's doubt to faith. The resurrection of Jesus caused Peter to be a faithful follower of Jesus. The church history informs us that Thomas would later bring the gospel of Jesus to India. Helen Adams Keller was an American author and disability rights advocate. She lost her sight and hearing due to an illness when she was 19 months old. She wrote, "It need not discourage us if we are full of doubts. Healthy questions keep faith dynamic. Unless we start with doubts, we cannot have a deep-rooted faith. One who believes lightly and unthinkingly has not much of a belief. He who has a faith which is not to be shaken has won it through blood and tears, has worked his way from doubt to truth, as one who reaches a clearing through a thicket of brambles and thorns." Keller wrote, "It need not discourage us if we are full of doubts. Healthy questions keep faith dynamic. Unless we start with doubts, we cannot have a deep-rooted faith." Thomas's doubts became faith in God, and God used him in a powerful way. God can transform our doubt to a deeper faith if only we seek Him in times of doubt. In verse 29, Jesus said to him, to Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." This verse, the first half is a statement. Thomas had the privilege of seeing the risen Christ in person and believed. The focus here is not on Thomas, but on those who have not seen, for they do not have the privilege of seeing Jesus alive from the dead, but they believe. Those who have not seen will anchor their belief on the testimony of those who testify. They shall put their trust in the word of the gospel. For this, they are blessed. We can't see the risen Christ in person today, but we can encounter Him through the proclamation of the word, the breaking of bread and wine, at the worship service, as well as in the lives of the people. Through this encounter with the risen Christ, we shall grow in joy, hope, and faith. The risen Christ transforms our grief to joy, fear to hope, and doubt to faith. The resurrection of Jesus causes us to be faithful followers of Jesus. In closing, the encounter of the risen God transformed grief to joy for Mary. It changed hope. It changed fear to hope for Peter and doubt to faith for Thomas. Their lives were changed. They followed Jesus faithfully and lived for Jesus. Well, after I accepted my colleague's invitation to attend church, I started to attend church faithfully. Unlike Mary, Peter, and Thomas, who met the risen Christ physically, I encountered the risen Christ at the Sunday service, at the seeker class, at the new believer class, at the CG meetings, as well as at the church camp. While I was very stubborn and prideful, it took me almost another year to be humble and acknowledge that Jesus is my Lord and my God. Yes, I believe in the resurrection of Jesus. The risen Christ transformed my pride to humility, My life was transformed from a non-believer to a follower of Jesus. My life was transformed from one who is skeptical about the Christian faith to one who now proclaims that Jesus Christ is Lord. Mary said, "I've seen the Lord." Thomas said, "My Lord and God." Have you personally encountered the risen Christ? How has God transformed you? What do you think God's invitation is for you today? May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.